Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, the President Trump just went and had the speech to NATO.
Yes.
And with NATO, which is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's where all the countries that participate are supposed to pay 2% of their gross domestic product.
Yes, GDP, right?
Yeah, to be able to help support the military. And that way we're there for each other. 28, I think. And
put some money in the kitty for the feds,
right? Well, that's what's supposed to happen. Yeah. And so if something happens to one of the NATO countries, then if it happens to one, it happens to all. But the problem is when the bill showed up, the bill happened to one, but it didn't happen to all.
That's right.
But before we go there, because President Trump said exactly what he said he would do, he confronted the countries.
Yes.
But let's find out a little bit what NATO is about first. Take a look.
What is NATO, and why are the world's most powerful leaders suddenly so worried about it? Well, NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's a political and military alliance between North America and Europe that was born out of World War II and signed into effect in 1949. Its main aim back then, to push back against any future aggression from the Soviet Union.
The developments of the North Atlantic Pact may have been reflected in the recent changes in the Soviet High Command.
This became particularly important in 1955 when the Soviet Union and seven other European countries signed the Warsaw Pact. Communism was spreading across Eastern and Central Europe, and this pact promised military support for Soviet satellite states. There were 12 original NATO member countries. Today, there are 28. Seven of those are former Warsaw Pact countries. Each member of NATO has an equal say in discussions and decisions. One of the most important principles of the NATO treaty is Article 5. It states that an attack on one country is, in theory, an attack against all members. In theory, all troops and equipment in each nation is available for NATO to use. That means there are 3.6 million active personnel and another 3.7 million in reserve. So if it really came down to it, 7.3 million NATO forces could be mobilized. But Article 5 has been invoked only once in its nearly 70-year history, the day after 9/11. It led to NATO action in Afghanistan. Collectively, NATO member states account for most of the globe's military spending, just under $1 trillion. In 2006, all 28 member states agreed to spend 2% of their GDP for the alliance's defense spending. But in fact, in reality, that target is rarely met. In 2015, the median spend was just 1.18%. The United States spent a whopping 3.7%. That means that America accounted for some 70% of the alliance's total defense spending. And it is only one of five countries to spend more than 2%. NATO admits the funding imbalance has been an issue since the start of the alliance, and that it does cause
friction.
That's
why it's so important for us to understand this before we understand what the president's going to do. He's speaking right there at NATO. They just built it. Obviously, they built it on the American dollar and the British dollar.
That's
There's
right.
only a handful of countries that are paying their 2%. And Great Britain is, and a couple other ones are, but most of them are not. And he's saying, he's right in front of the piece of the Berlin Walls there and a piece of the 9/11. Mm. The 9/11 Museum dedicated that piece of the building that fell down, the towers. And he's standing in the presence of them. So when you hear this authoritative speech where he's being nice, but he's saying, nobody told me how much this building costs. He's saying, because you paid for it. The taxpayer paid for it. American,
that's right.
American taxpayer.
70% of the bill.
70%. So if something happens in the world with one of these 28 countries, you, the taxpayer, would pay for that. And he's saying, listen, everybody pay your 2%, and then we can do this. And that's the bare minimum. So let's join President Trump at the NATO speech as he's addressing as the primary giver of finances and support and military support for these countries. Take a look.
Thank you very much, Secretary General Stoltenberg, Chancellor Merkel. Thank you very much. Other heads of state and government, I am honored to be here with members of an alliance that has promoted safety and peace across the world. Prime Minister May, all of the nations here today grieve with you and stand with you. I would like to ask that we now observe a moment of silence for the victims and families of the savage attack which took place in Manchester. Thank you. Terrible thing. This ceremony is a day for both remembrance and resolve. We remember and mourn those nearly 3,000 innocent people who were brutally murdered by terrorists on September 11th, 2001. Our NATO allies responded swiftly and decisively, invoking for the first time in its history the Article 5 collective defense commitments. The recent attack on Manchester in the United Kingdom demonstrates the depths of the evil we face with terrorism. Innocent little girls and so many others were horribly murdered and badly injured while attending a concert. Beautiful lives with so much great potential torn from their families forever and ever. It was a barbaric and vicious attack upon our civilization. All people who cherish life must unite in finding, exposing, and removing these killers and extremists. And yes, losers. They are losers. Wherever they exist in our societies, we must drive them out and never, ever let them back in. This call for driving out terrorism is a message I took to a historic gathering of Arab and Muslim leaders across the region, hosted by Saudi Arabia. There, I spent much time with King Salman, a wise man who wants to see things get much better rapidly. The leaders of the Middle East have agreed at this unprecedented meeting to stop funding the radical ideology that leads to this horrible terrorism all over the globe. My travels and meetings have given me renewed hope that nations of many faiths can unite to defeat terrorism, a common threat to all of humanity. Terrorism must be stopped in its tracks, or the horror you saw in Manchester and so many other places will continue forever. You have thousands and thousands of people pouring into our various countries and spreading throughout. And in many cases, we have no idea who they are. We must be tough, we must be strong, and we must be vigilant. The NATO of the future must include a great focus on terrorism and immigration, as well as threats from Russia and on NATO's eastern and southern borders. These grave security concerns are the same reason that I have been very, very direct with Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations. But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States, and many of these nations owe massive amounts of money from past years and not paying in those past years. Over the last 8 years, the United States spent more on defense than all other NATO countries combined. If all NATO members had spent just 2% of their GDP on defense last year, we would have had another $119 billion for our collective defense and for the financing of additional NATO reserves. We should recognize that with these chronic underpayments and growing threats, even 2% of GDP is insufficient to close the gaps in modernizing readiness and the size of forces. We have to make up for the many years lost. 2% is the bare minimum for confronting today's very real and very vicious threats. If NATO countries made their full and complete contributions, then NATO would be even stronger than it is today, especially from the threat of terrorism. I want to extend my appreciation to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York for contributing this remnant of the North Tower, as well as to Chancellor Merkel and the German people for donating this portion of the Berlin Wall. It is truly fitting that these two artifacts now reside here so close together at the new NATO headquarters. And I never asked once what the new NATO headquarters cost. I refuse to do that. But it is beautiful. Each one marks a pivotal event in the history of this alliance and in the eternal battle between good and evil. On one side, a testament to the triumph of our ideals over a totalitarian communist ideology bent on the oppression of millions and millions of people. On the other, a painful reminder of the barbaric evil that still exists in the world and that we must confront and defeat together as a group, as a world. This twisted mass of metal reminds us not only of what we have lost, but also what forever endures, the courage of our people, the strength of our resolve, and the commitments that bind us together as one. We will never forget the lives that were lost. We will never forsake the friends who stood by our side. And we will never waver in our determination to defeat terrorism and to achieve lasting security, prosperity, and peace. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here. Thank you.
What a powerful speech. Guess what? If you're an American, you paid 70% of that
building. That's right. That's right.
Whatever the price was. And it's so wonderful because he said he was going to make sure that people paid their fair share.
Yeah.
And that each of those countries, I saw Greece laughing. I saw Greece's prime minister laughing. I saw France kind of, it's like, they're going to need to pay their fair share.
Send the money.
Send the money. And we're going to go on a French fry strike.
Yeah.
Obviously, that ain't happening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.